Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It doesn't happen by itself. It's not just the people in this room, it's the people in our organization, the entire building. It's our fans, right? It's the people that came before us wearing the red, white, and blue, the Buffalo Bills, right? It's an honor, right? It's an honor. Every day we're in this thing, in this building, together, right? Together. Where's Mr. Pavula?
Right here.
So we got five. Let's get top one.
All right, let's get top one. I thought he said that. Let's get that one. He is talking one seed. Let's get top. No?
Top one could still be Super Bowl, couldn't it?
It's a very odd thing to say about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess I don't know.
Now I am confused. I thought he said, let's get that one. Either way, Bills locker room, scenes from a win in a snow globe against the San Francisco 49ers.
The point that we were making with Howard about McDermott seeing a little looser this year and like enjoying the moment a little bit more, isn't that the whole fan base? A season of expectations when a team that feels like it's all about January and everything's just in the motions until you get there is like, no, we can have all-time great nights and memories throughout the regular season without having to obsess about what's coming in January.
People can say it's because the expectations were lower. I would say it's something else. They don't have six losses.
Right.
Last year's team was 6-6. It wasn't the expectations that made us freak out. It was they were 6-6. If this team were 6-6, we had a lot more, holy cow, what's wrong? What is? Instead, you've only lost two games. You kind of pointed out that in the list of Bills' seasons, and this is kind of like living in the moment stuff, last year they lost six. How many did they lose the year before? Three.
Yeah.
And that would have been probably like this one. Let's go to that season. That season they finished 14-3, or is it 13-3? It's 13-3. It's only 16 games. The 2022 Bills, 13-3. Did we have magical nights that year? Well, let's go. They opened on the road against the Rams. Magic.
That was a great night. Yeah.
They come home. They beat the Titans 41-7.
That was amazing.
It was amazing.
That was the first time they did the right here, right now with Marv.
That's right. They lost to the Dolphins in the 500-degree game. They come back from that, and they have a comeback win against the Ravens, and then blow the doors off the Steelers 38-3.
Okay.
And then they win at Kansas City. And then they beat the Packers. They lost it to the Jets and the Vikings, stupid loss.
The Packer game was the first weird one that year, though, where they won by 10 on Sunday Night Football, and I remember
the whole thing
being about, what's going on here?
You're probably right about that. Then they lose the goofy game to the Jets and the Vikings. After that, it's a win against the Browns, didn't look great. Win against
the Lions, they needed to pull it out late. Right?
With a magical Allen to Diggs play. They beat the Patriots, they beat the Jets, they beat the Dolphins, they beat the Bears. And then the Hamlin play happens. And then we had magic against the Patriots with the two kickoff returns. Like, that season had its share of magic. It also had near tragedy.
Building up to that Cincinnati game, though, where the Hamlin incident happens, like, I don't know.
They were in the race for the one seed.
I'm trying to think back if it felt the same. Where it felt like it's their year.
2020, you want to do that one?
Sure.
They finished 13-3.
That one, I think it was the same feeling.
That's the first dig season, and that's where after the Hail Mary, they beat the Chargers, they blow out the Niners, beat the Steelers, they win at Denver, that's a party. They have a redemption game against the Patriots.
Yeah.
38-9, 56-26 against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's assumed though, cuz that year that was new. That was year one of all that.
I'm not saying that this is all fake. I'm saying when you only lose twice in 3 months, it's hard to not feel like this is great.
Right.
I mean, they've won seven in a row. So I feel like there are a couple other teams that might feel like don't Lions fans feel like this is magic, even though...
Yeah, they feel like it's their year.
Their expectation 100%. Would have been this is their year and they still feel magic.
Right.
You know the only fan base that doesn't feel magic is the Chiefs. They must be miserable all the time.
Dark magic, I told you.
I know, dark magic. Like, oh, we won another stupid game. Everyone's mad about it.
Do they feel good right now?
Probably. They've won two Super Bowls in a row. And probably.
But like this season
only. This is Patrick Waugh. I can't hear you. I've got Stanley Cup rings in my ears, you know?
Yeah, but their standard is so high that I wonder if they... What a Chiefs fan would do. I've got my rings. I'm expecting the greatest thing ever, every single time they step on the football field, and they're beating the Raiders. Aiden O'Connell just drove down the field on us, and we needed another. You might also get annoyed at everyone saying you're just getting lucky, and then when you get lucky again, you know, how does that feel? Everyone keeps telling you you're getting lucky, and then you get lucky again.
Yeah.
Like, ugh, I got no comeback still.
Other than...
Well, you do have a comeback.
Rings with Z's.
You that's the ultimate comeback.
803-0550. Okay, so the NFL suspended Azeez El-Shaarir 3 games. Joe, watch this hit. Watch how Trevor Lawrence slides. You see how vertical he is?
Yeah. He's not really up against the turf.
Listen, this is not victim
blaming. It's why his head can bounce off the
turf. That's right. This is not victim blaming. But let's think about this for look at the freeze frame of the slide.
Yeah, their heads are level.
Their heads are level. That's a bad slide. I'm not blaming Trevor Lawrence. A guy got suspended for 3 games. That's fine with me. Rex went off about the slides yesterday, about how in college football every week this happens. Trent Green got blasted like this. Is there a concussion on every slide? Of course not. A lot of slides are farther away from defenders, but you are putting the defender in a position to make the judgment instantly. I've got to make an instant judgment call. Go back and watch the highlight again of Trevor Lawrence sliding. He's running full speed.
Mm.
He's not slow. Full speed. And then he wants to do one of those pop-up slides you do in baseball when you slide into second base comfortably, where you put your foot out.
Your back is kind of up.
And you stand right up. That looks like a slide and stand up. He's not down low on the ground trying to avoid contact. Not blaming Trevor Lawrence here. I want to talk about slides in general. The slide has become part of the problem.
Yeah.
That's a bad slide. You should teach to not slide like Trevor Lawrence did there. Now the rules protect you when you slide. But It's a bad slide.
I'm good attacking the slide here too, because this is not this play. Like this play, Al-Shaahir, I think, deserves the suspension. Like he is a rocket in there and makes no attempt to dive out of the way or anything. There are plays though that I'll say about this is where the slide can annoy me, is when a defender sees a quarterback sliding. What is the job now?
You're supposed to roll away from him.
You're supposed to roll away from him, or you're supposed to jump out of the way.
Yes.
Right? Maybe jump over him even.
Yes.
It feels like every time a defender does that, the offense still goes after him. Right?
Yeah.
Like a guy leaps over your quarterback. Oh, he just took a shot at his head. Like, no, dude, I was protecting your guy. And then the five offensive linemen just drag him into the sidelines anyway. So yeah, I'm good with it.
Well,
I'm good with not, you know, trying something else.
NFL VP John.
Allen, did you see how Allen slides now? He doesn't do it like Lawrence.
No,
it's
of course.
It's like a side slide.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not all slides are created equal. So NFL VP John Runyan issuing a statement on this three-game suspension because Al-Shaahir is a repeat offender. Three games.
Which is why he doesn't deserve a benefit.
Right. Yeah. Continued disregard for NFL playing rules puts the health and safety of both you and your opponents in jeopardy and will not be tolerated. My point is simply this. Like, okay, you're the quarterback. You're the team on offense. Once a guy does that to you, it's a little bit like we have this conversation in hockey all the time. The guy that does the hit should have to sit as long as the guy that's hurt, which is, of course, never going to happen and not realistic. Mm-hmm. But if you're a fourth liner and you concuss Sidney Crosby, trade, worth it. We'll take that. And if you're the Texans, let's say this is a playoff game. We had an NFL scandal where there was a bounty on quarterbacks, on players to hurt them. Because we know if you are a player and you knock the starting quarterback out of the game, you might get a 15-yard penalty. You might get ejected. You might also be a hero because your team's going to win. Did the Texans win that game? Would they have won it if Trevor Lawrence played? Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not.
So you're over here saying, but the rules. I, as a quarterback or a coach of a quarterback or a coordinator or a head coach, any level up the chain of a guy who's trying to protect Trevor Lawrence, my next meeting with him is bringing him into the room and saying, like, all right, let's talk about how you're going to slide now. Because we should not be in the business of trusting Azeez Al-Shaahir to play by the rules.
Who you're going to play twice a year.
Yes.
Yeah. The next time you play him, are you going to want to slide like that?
Don't put yourself in that position. Make sure that you can do more to protect yourself. And the slide is part of the problem.
Although the next time, like this happened, the guy who was actually on the Bills practice squad right now, Kareem Jackson, he got suspended for doing something like this last year, and then he came back and he did it immediately again. And the
point is, so this guy's a repeat offender, suspended three games. 4 games from now,
right,
he'll be on the field again. The Bills might play this guy in the playoffs. Josh, don't slide.
Yeah.
That's my point.
I think there are calls for this dude to never play in the league again, which I think is overreacting. I think he deserves a suspension.
But it could be a clean. It could be a clean player that doesn't stop in time. And if you slide like Lawrence slid, you're going to be vulnerable to whether it's a cheap shot or an accident. I mean, Al-Shaahir said it was an accident. He didn't mean to hit him like that. Whatever. You don't have to take him to believe that. But
his statement was weird. He kind of said, "I mean to hit guys
as hard as I can.
Like that, and I just don't want them to be hurt after." So maybe like he did mean to hit him like that, and he just didn't want him to be hurt.
That's every NFL defensive player, is it not?
Yeah, but some guys maybe take it, you know. Some guys definitely take it too far. A lot of them are safeties, by the way.
I mean, Taylor Rapp.
Taylor Rapp was this.
He hits guys.
Poyer is that right now.
Yes, he is. Hamlin has been he's hit dudes pretty hard before.
Yeah.
Milano broke Mike White in half. The job is hit and hit hard. Play physical. What happens when you smash a guy in the open field? You get a flag if it's a defenseless receiver. Or you get congratulated and celebrated by teammates. It's a violent game that on one side of the ball, you want violent collisions. You want to send a message. You want all this. So as a offensive player, we're yelling at Josh to get out of bounds. Why? Hey, go down. Get out of bounds. Protect yourself. Why? Because why would we ever trust the other team to be careful with him? That's not their job. 803-0550. Brian and Clarence has chimed in on this. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great topic. Just wanted to chime in a little bit. Used to play a little ball back in the day, and And this guy is a repeat offender, and I agree with you. Lawrence could have done a better job, you know, committing to that slide, but this guy loads up with his forearm pad with an intent to injure, in my opinion. Anyway, I'll hang up. Great show. Great sure. topic. Go Bills.
Thanks, Brian. I mean, we don't have the maybe we do. Maybe Slomo could do it. I don't know if the concussion comes on the forearm pad or if it certainly comes on the ground. The ground causes more concussions than a forearm pad would.
Yeah.
The ground. These quarterbacks getting hurt. Think about all the Tua concussions. His most recent one was lowering his head into DeMar Hamlin. The others were what? He needed to learn how to fall. Because right. he got Milano pushed him back on the ground. Concussion. Then he's whipped to the ground by a Bengals player. How did he get the concussion? Bang. Turf. Happened again against the Packers later in the year. How? Turf. Like, the ground is your concussion machine. And a slide like Lawrence is inviting the ground to be a part of it. So
he does, again, like the tough part about this is that you are having to do it in slow motion. He raises his forearm after the slide has begun. But again, it's kind of not fair because it's moving a million miles an hour, the play. And if you slow it down, okay, forearm is still down when Lawrence is starting the slide. And then it comes up.
Yeah.
Which is, again, that's part of the reason why, though, when you're a repeat offender, you don't deserve the benefit of the doubt.
Right. And
I think,
like,
both these things can be true. I think the dude deserves all the blame, but also, if you're a quarterback on the other side, there is a safer way to do it than
sure.
putting your knee down and sliding up like that.
And yeah, rather than, trust me, I'm not blaming Lawrence. I'm more along the lines of there's probably some sort of fable about foxes and hen houses. Like, don't trust the fox to not smash you. You know?
Yeah.
Take your own precautions. And sliding can be, well, a big difference in the way you do it. 803-0550 1-888-550-2550 to join us. So, by the way, Thursday, Packers and Lions. It's pretty good.
That's a great game.
Yes.
So super good.
Packers, yeah. Lions on Thursday. That means the Lions get a mini bye in prepping for the Bills.
Yep. I'm very excited to see what that game looks like. Is the whole, if they, does it matter what the standings look like? Is that game going to be built as Super Bowl preview no matter what?
Yes.
Or does it have to be the Bills beat the Rams and the Chiefs lose and the Bills are sitting in the one seed? Like, do they have to be top in their conference both ways, or is it going to be Super Bowl preview no matter what?
Super Bowl preview no matter what. I feel like you could have said that about Eagles-Ravens this week. Definitely.
Not nationally, though.
Sure. Super Bowl preview.
Like, that's not the headline for Ravens and Eagles.
Whatever. I mean,
Bills and Lions, it's like, that to me is the headline. Like, this is the most likely Super Bowl matchup.
Is it right now?
Yes. Right?
I don't know. Let me open up my app and find out what the odds are.
I bet that's the most likely Super Bowl matchup.
The favorite?
Yeah. Well, if the Bills are favored for the one seed, then I think they would be favored to win the AFC, wouldn't they? I haven't looked.
Let me check that. Kevin in Buffalo. Hey, Kevin, good morning.
Hey, on this slide thing, I don't know if anybody brought it up or not, but I was at that game last year in the playoffs when Josh fake slid and scored a touchdown, and Kirkpatrick let up on that. He was going to hit him, and then he thought he was going to slide. And I always wondered if he got talked to about that, because that kind of stuff puts quarterbacks in jeopardy.
Yeah, I don't think so.
The Steeler game last year, right?
The Steeler
game.
This
is what we're talking
about? Some said he did a fake slide. Some said he just paused.
I think he cut left. That's all I thought he did.
But the point is that Kevin brings up, it doesn't matter. It looks like he's going to slide, and then he takes a step. If you're a defender that knows I can hit a quarterback, you hit him. If that's not a quarterback, you hit that player. Instead, he's got to let up a little bit and wait and see, what's this guy going to do? And in the age of quarterbacks making guys look stupid, what does that guy do? He runs right past him. So I don't think it was a fake slide. Kenny Pickett got a fake slide in college, and then they made it illegal.
Yep.
Thanks, Kevin. 803-0550 is our phone number. Looking up some NFL futures for you here.
I'm watching that Steeler run again. I remember this from last winter. I never thought that he fake slid.
No.
I thought he cut left, cut right, came back left. That's all he did. The Kenny Pickett one, if you ever watch that one back from college, is like egregious. Like, it is.
It's really
bad.
It
is so easy. It's a fake slide. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Like, it's all he's trying to do. Yeah.
Bills v. Lions is +650. And
is that the favorite?
Well, let me see what I can find. What else can I find?
I mean, Chiefs-Lions would probably be close, I would think.
I got to find all the Lions matchups. Chiefs-Lions, you
think?
Oh,
they do it by team?
Yeah. Hmm. Chiefs-Lions is plus 750. I believe Bills-Lions
is the favorite?
Yeah.
Who could have thunk 15 years ago that Detroit and Buffalo would be the favorites?
Yeah, all right. Well, let's get a break in. Then we'll get you the Jaron Joe Knowledge Emporium. And I got to get you this Brady clip about Daniel Jones. I've got a new thing,
yeah.
A new way. Sometimes this will happen. Someone will say to you, hey, next time you're watching fill in the blank, notice how this is all they do. And then you can't unsee it and the thing is ruined forever.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I hope not to ruin Brady for everybody.
Ruin Brady for everybody?
But I want you to hear what he had to say about Daniel Jones last week and why. I think it is one of the problems, one of the roadblocks to Brady being good at what he currently does. He has one, in my opinion, big problem. Get you that highlight. And the Knowledge Emporium, things you need to know about every team you didn't know you need to know. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time to get you some information, some good stuff here. Jaron Joe's Knowledge Emporium, facts, figures, nuggets, news you can use for fantasy, for dynasty, for daily fantasy, for water cooler talk. Let's start, though, with a little
water cooler. You still have water coolers?
Do we have a water cooler?
Still making water coolers?
No, no water cooler out there? All right, whatever. Talk where the water cooler used to be. First on Tom Brady. So, Brady, funny thing happened. He went after Daniel Jones last week, and we'll play you that clip. Lawrence Tynes, former Giants kicker, said, funny here, because the Raiders were all over trying to sign Daniel Jones.
Right, and Jones told them no. Right? Wasn't that even reported that like he eliminated the Raiders?
Yes, and went to Minnesota.
Wow.
So
some bitterness, maybe?
There's that. You've got a minority owner in the league, of a team in the league, Tom Brady in the booth. So here's what he said about Daniel Jones during the Thanksgiving Day game when it's Cowboys, Giants, Jones not playing.
I don't know how the whole situation went down, but to think that you would ask for a release from a team that committed a lot to you is maybe different than I would have handled that. I always felt I wanted to get the trust and respect of my teammates, regardless situation, knowing that I was trying to do the best I could for the team because that was the most important thing. There's just some different things that happen in the NFL, and everyone makes individual choices, and I think we're all at points in our career face different challenges. I faced them in college, and some things didn't go the way I wanted, but the people that mattered most to me were the guys in the locker room. I showed up every day. I don't care if they asked me to be scout team safety, be scout team quarterback. I was going to do whatever I could to help the team win.
That's Brady. I don't care. I would do whatever it took to make the team win. Scout team safety, scout team quarterback. Daniel Jones, of course, was like scout team safety for a practice. Here it is. Ready? Tom Brady, don't give a motivational speech challenge. The man cannot just exist. Every moment of his life, he is goading, telling you what it takes to be the GOAT, how to be like him, how to have your TB12 mentality, how to wear your recovery pajamas. Every second, every minute is about you becoming the GOAT like him. I saw a video of he was with Bryson DeChambeau playing golf, and here and there on the cart. What are they talking about? They're not talking about an 8-iron 162 away. They're talking. Brady is just rambling on and on and on and on about greatness and the thing that I thought. Buddy, crack a beer. Hang out. Give it a second. Every minute of everything he's ever on is about his own greatness. And there's Daniel Jones. I had adversity in college. Cool, man. Thanks. There you go. There's my Brady rant, I guess.
Yeah, he is. He comes off very fake to me.
Or that's all authentic and that's all he can talk about.
Which would be, that might be worse.
Every single moment is a motivational
speech. He's a robot. If that's what he's going to be for color commentary for the next however many years, like that's going to be excruciating.
Like,
I just won't notice the difference, I guess, like you said.
Here's one way the point might land better around here is think about in 15 years, is Josh Allen just going to talk about all that it takes to be great, or is he just going to be like a dude? Right? Isn't that part of what people like about Allen?
Yeah.
That he's, whatever, you could say he's one of the guys, he's a leader, all that stuff is in the eye of the beholder, but I don't feel like he's going to relentlessly talk about himself.
Did you also see Brady's comment about playing in Buffalo?
No.
He got asked, and this was on the broadcast, I think, he got asked what his favorite stadium to play in was, and he said Buffalo.
Because he won all the time?
He said, though, it always meant something, was like one of the comments, and I'm like, did it? Like, those, I don't know, right. He just won all the time, but he was trying to cloud, I beat them all the time, and, oh, you know, like, those games were always, he said those games were always meaningful.
Yeah.
He also said, the opposite.
He also, when he had the game here earlier in the year, said, like, a McDermott defense, like, you played, like,
he played two games against them, yeah.
Four games?
Two with New England, maybe one with Tampa.
Right. Anyway, all right, onto the Knowledge Emporium. I've got some stats for you, some good stuff, some interesting stuff for you.
All right.
Including Anthony Richardson. This is from Colts and Patriots. Do you know Anthony Richardson's receivers have the highest drop rate in the NFL?
Wow.
Not only that, it's the highest drop rate for a group of pass catchers in 10 years. 14%.
14%?
14% of the passes he throws that are on target are dropped. Highest drop rate since 2015.
Doesn't that mean that his completion percentage should be more like 60%?
It means it should probably be a little higher. Yeah.
Okay. Let's start with Washington, Tennessee. Have you watched a lot of Tennessee lately? Will Levis, since he got back in?
Yes, all he does is throw touchdowns to Nick Westbrook-Ikhine.
Yeah, or take sacks.
Right.
Those are the only two things that happen. Will Levis is taking a league high by 20%. When plays go more than 4 seconds, his sack rate is 84.6%.
Oof.
84% of the time that he's got the ball for a fourth second, he's getting sacked. But somehow, he is the first player in league history to have a passer rating above 105 in a three-game span while taking 20-plus sacks. He's been sacked more than 20 times in the last 3 weeks, and his passer rating is 109. Because he's getting sacked or he's throwing a deep touchdown pass.
Interesting.
Mm. And he throws a pretty deep ball. But he's also, like, the guy's taking a million sacks, and he's also still turning the ball over a little bit.
Bills play the Rams this week. Cooper Kupp. Here's a stat on Cooper Kupp that I guess it's kind of funny how we age players in this league. I thought Cooper Kupp was a million years old. He's 31. All right.
It's not like he's spring chicken.
Ancient, but... He got into the league late. Here's how you know. Most catches in his first 100 career games, Cooper Kupp is number one.
Okay.
He did it this past week. Wow. 625 catches in his first 100 games, passing Antonio Brown, Keenan Allen, and Julio Jones.
But he's
31.
A couple years older.
So he got to his 100th game at 31 years old, whereas, you know, a guy like Justin Jefferson, how old is he and how long will it take him to get to 100 games played?
He's probably getting close, isn't he?
To 31?
No, to 100 games.
Right. I mean, Kupp comes in the league.
Kupp also has missed games with injury.
He has. That's right. Kupp's first full season of playing 16 games. He played 15 in 2017. But by age 27, he's only played like 30, 39 games.
Yeah.
And, you know, other guys will play 39 games in their first 2.5 years and be 23. So that's Cooper Kupp.
Seattle, New York on Sunday. The Jets have now been favored in 9 of 12 games this year, and they've lost 9 of them. That has never happened in NFL history. Favored in 9 of 12, and their record is 3-9. They were favored on Sunday.
Yeah.
Why?
I saw a funny Onion headline. Aaron Rodgers only takes credit for parts of the Jets, or takes blame for parts of the Jets games where they were winning, which I thought was pretty funny. Bucky Irving, this is on to the...
That guy's amazing.
Yes, he is.
He is good.
Bucky Irving, has some stats on Bucky Irving for you. He's the Bucks starter, I guess, now.
He's at least their number one. Like, yeah, they're splitting it, but...
Bucky Irving has 256 yards rushing when contacted at or behind the line of scrimmage. 256. Saquon has 257. Irving's done it on 40 fewer attempts.
Wow.
Bucky Irving.
Bucky Irving.
A lot of running back is ecosystem, and Bucky Irving is awesome. He's averaging a league high, ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
4 yards per carry when he's hit at or behind the line. The league average for that is 1.6.
That's insane.
He is at 4 yards per carry when hit at or behind the line.
Yeah.
Bucky Irving. He's good.
He will be a second round pick in fantasy next year.
He should.
Yeah.
Get him a good ecosystem, and that guy can be, you know, a monster.
I got two stats for you from Arizona and Minnesota. The Cardinals led by 2 scores in this game. Sam Darnold entered the game 0-23 in his career when trailing by 13 or more points. He's now 1-23. The other stat from that game, in a losing effort, Trey McBride is going to be like the best tight end in the league for a long time. At least that's how it looks. He became the first tight end in NFL history to have 12-plus receptions in consecutive games. He's had 12 or more catches in back-to-back games. No tight end in NFL history. Not Kelsey. Nobody's ever done that.
He jumps over dudes.
He does. He's got 73 catches now on the season, 24 in the last 2 weeks. Like, he's going to put up monster numbers by the end of the year. But he still doesn't have a receiving touchdown.
That's right. To the Chargers and Falcons, the Chargers had the worst offense in the league this week.
But they won.
Yeah. 28th in last in EPA per play, last in success rate, last in dropback EPA. And it's a funny thing because Atlanta does not have a good defense. In fact, Atlanta has one of the worst pass rushes in league history. And they sacked Justin Herbert multiple times. So bad week for the Chargers. They got away with it. They won. But not exactly a good sign for them. They threw the ball to Ladd McConkey, and they have no one else.
Yeah.
No one else. There's a lot. It's funny because there's a lot of, well, look what Joe Alt did for them. And that's not wrong, right? They went lineman. They could have gone neighbors. Then they wouldn't take McConkey. But
right.
They're going to draft or sign another receiving weapon because they just need help badly. It's Ladd McConkey, Will Disley, and that's it. The run game. Quentin Johnston, I guess. So that's Chargers and Falcons.
Texans, Jaguars, don't have a ton for you on that game. It felt like nothing happened in that game other than Trevor Lawrence getting knocked out. Mac Jones was actually okay. The Texans, though, looking through some of their opponents this year, they have only beaten one team so far this year with a winning record. Are they going to start to get that treatment a little bit? Can't beat good teams. They're also losing to bad teams. They lost to Tennessee. They lost to the Jets as well. And in this game against the Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence gets knocked out of the game. They still only win by 3 points. So Houston is kind of like Chiefs light right now, where they're in first place in their division, but it's like every time you watch them, it'll look that impressive. One team, one win this year over a team with a winning record. That is the Bills game. They beat the Bills.
I mentioned earlier Tomlin filming with Najee Harris from the locker room.
Yeah.
A newer, friendlier Mike Tomlin, maybe.
Was that Russell Wilson's best game? Easily his best game since Seattle.
They're not the same old Steelers if they can score points.
Yeah.
And right now they look like they can score points.
That was Cincinnati. Keep in mind.
True.
The Bengals are letting a lot of teams do that.
True. Yesterday on the debate shows, Shannon Sharp and Stephen A. went after Joe Burrow for not doing enough for the Bengals.
Jeez. What else is that guy supposed to do?
Is it in their losses he has 27 touchdowns and 3 picks?
Yeah, he's got like the best numbers ever in losses.
Yeah.
They've lost 4 games by 30 or more. Finally, we saved...
Giving up 30 or more, you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I meant, yeah. Save the best for last, the Chiefs and the Raiders. What would you guess the win probability for the Raiders was on that final snap?
When they hit Aiden O'Connell and dropped to the ground for a fumble on an illegal shift. The referee was calling false start, and they got overruled for a legal shift. And not only did that fumble happen, but the Chiefs actually recovered it, which is even also amazing. I bet the win probability was like 71%.
For the Raiders?
Yeah.
68.8%.
Okay. I mean, the kicker is not exactly great.
No, he had missed some kicks.
But they were in makeable range.
Yep. I mentioned yesterday, thing to watch for the Chiefs is they have 2 starters that are horrible. Wanya Morris at left tackle, Nazi Johnson at cornerback. They've benched both. Both are going to the bench. So we'll see if the replacements are any better. They don't have to be. But that's one thing to watch for is they had 2 guys that were getting them beat in different areas every week, and they're both getting benched. And they still have the worst point differential in NFL history for a team of their record. 11-1, worst point differential ever. The Chiefs.
All right, there it is. Whip around. Tonight, it's Sabres and Avalanche from KeyBank Center. We'll have the game here. Of course, recap it for you tomorrow.
I've got the hot dog of the day for you when we come back.
Okay.
We'll name some Avs, too.
Remember some Avs. See, Avs is right there. Avs is like
Avs is easy.
Avs is not any different than Sabes.
Well, Avalanche is what is like a is it's there's no S at the end, so I want to shorten it.
It's just a little longer. What Avs is taking
it's a lot longer.
Sure,
you're going from like 9 letters to 2.
It's 1.
Three.
It's 1 syllable longer, and all we're doing is taking the first syllable and throwing an S at the end of it. Sabes. Avs.
But you can talk about the Sabres and say they're the Sabres.
Yeah,
the Avalanche. They're the Avalanche. Like it's just
How many other teams?
It's dumb.
Isn't Isles the same as Sabres? I got so many of these now. The Sens is the Sabres. It's take the first syllable and put an S on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we're called the Caps.
Yeah,
I don't know if we're doing this with the Devils for the Devs.
We're doing there's got to be a line in the sand somewhere. Right. We're doing Pens, fine.
Yeah,
but right, Devs is not happening.
We're not doing Flies.
We're not doing the Cans for the Canucks, right?
We're not doing Hers for the Hurricanes.
The Hurricanes. We're doing Cats for the Panthers.
Yeah, it's different.
No, wait, they do one for Hurricanes. The Canes.
Preds.
We do Preds.
We do Preds.
But, like I'm saying, like fine. Some teams, a lot of teams, not every team. Every team, the Lees. We're not doing the Lees or the Mapes.
That's one syllable, Leafs.
The Mapes. Go ahead, every time you call the Sabres the Sabres, or the Sabres the Sabres. Oh, I just did it. Wow. Take a break.
Sabres.
I just call them Sabres without even noticing.
How do you feel about the, and it's funny, in Edmonton they call them the Oil. Not the Oilers. Oil.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. They call them the Oil.
They call them the Oil?
People refer to the Oilers as the Oil. The Oil.
Are the Flyers the Flies?
No, they're not. Unfortunately, they should be.
The Jackets are the Jacks. The Rangers are the Rans. The Ranges.
Yeah, the Jackets are not. That's already shortened from Blue Jackets to Jackets. They're just the Jackets.
What's Utah?
The Utes. Should be.
Yeah, but they can't do that because their college team is already named the Utes.
That's true.
They just skip the. They just go right to. That's our official name. Our official name is the Utes.
And what do they call them?
They're the Utes.
They certainly don't call them the Utah Hockey Club.
They're the Clubs.
The Hawks. The HC. They're soon to be the Yeti. The Yets. Terrible. Anyway, all right, enough of this. On to Extendo Sports and then Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
So a couple things. One, John Runyan, VP of the NFL VP, who is in charge of like suspending players. That's the largest person I've ever stood next to is John Runyan.
John Runyan?
Yes.
He was an offensive lineman. So.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Eagles offensive lineman forever. Down in the Bills tunnels, won, I mean, a game however decades ago. The Eagles are here. They would have beat the Bills. And I stand next to John Runyon. It's the largest person that's ever been on this earth. Just, like, his belt buckle was at my forehead. Like, this is an alien. Anyway, credit to Kyle Long of the, that's Chris Long. Kyle Long is Chris Long's brother. He found video of John Runyon doing something even dirtier than what Aziz Al-Shahir did, as Runyon takes him to task for sportsmanship and the nature of the game and the laws of engagement. And he just tweeted out a video of like, hey, John, this, remember this guy? Big cheap shot. Not to say like, not even really to defend Aziz Al-Shahir, but just to say like, interesting. Check out this video. Also, if you get a chance today, check out the end zone view of the Bo Nix touchdown to Marvin Mims.
Oh, I bet it was. I mean, on the sideline cam, it looked amazing.
Yeah. Pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Bo Nix, maybe he's good. Leading the league among rookie quarterbacks in touchdown passes. Now that Daniels has drifted and Neighbors has fallen back a little bit and Nix is the best quarterback, Brock Bowers should win Offensive Rookie of the Year. He should.
Yeah, he's still, I think, on pace to break the all-time tight end record.
He should win offensive.
Not rookie tight end record.
He should win Rookie of the Year. Should be him.
Yeah, I agree with that.
The quarterbacks are good, but I don't think Jaden Daniels has to win it.
He's got 84 catches with 5 games to go. Holy cow.
He should win offensive rookie of the Year. All right. We're back tomorrow. Enjoy the Sabres game tonight. It's the hot dog is the Tool Man.
Oh, yeah, quickly. The Tool Man. Foot-long hot dog topped with chopped burger, cream cheese, grilled onion, American and Swiss cheese.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Too much cheese?
That sounded good, and then you said cream cheese.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Just cream cheese is going to keep me away from that dog.
What's wrong with cream cheese?
Nothing's wrong with cream cheese. I'm just not going to eat it on a hot dog.
Slash burger.
Right. No. Pass.
And then there's you're adding 2 more kinds of cheese on top of it.
I hope people love it and enjoy it. I would be walking right on by. Hopefully the Sabres pick up a victory tonight. They're starting to need him again. But, hey, that's how this goes. They should win 3 in a row.
Give Middlestead a nice round of applause. He was a well-liked player.
He liked it here and wanted to stay, and then, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Scored RJ's last goal, I think.
Yes, he did.
Yep.
Yes, he did. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up.